I like to use illustrations if you don't know, and I to kind of, because it helps me. It helps me walk with God. It helps me keep myself in line with God. And so, and God kind of gives me different things to look at and kind of hold on to. And so there's a verse in Mark 9:23, and the whole story, there's a man and he has a son, and the son is full of demons and it's throwing him down and messing them all up, throwing them in the fire, throwing them in the water, trying to drown them and try to burn them and all this stuff. And so, and Jesus is in town, and you know, he hears about Jesus healing everybody and all that stuff. And so he runs to Jesus. First, he went to his disciples. And he went to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't do anything. And so he finally gets to Jesus, and says, Jesus, help me, help me. And Jesus, you know, basically says to him, you know, do you believe? And Jesus says this, he says, and Jesus says, all things are possible to him that believes. And the man, he believes. He believes in Jesus. He says, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. I believe in you, but there's some unbelief in me. Help me. Help me. And because Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. The word I want to focus on is belief. Do you believe? And God's been messing with me for my whole Christian life. Calhoun pointed out to me, I've been saying I've been walking with the Lord for 30 years. I've been walking with the Lord for 40 years. God, I'm old, all right? But God's been messing with me the whole time. The whole time. And so I want to use this little illustration, because when John 3:16, everybody knows that. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. As soon as you, all of you in here who say, I believe in Jesus, you have everlasting life. You're going to heaven. So let's just say, all right, I'm saying, I'm going to see all of y'all in heaven. Okay? I believe. You, all of you believe, I believe, we're all going to be in heaven. Boom. Because we believe in Jesus. All right? Now, we're still down here on earth now. Here's the illustration of it. I got some Monopoly money. I don't have enough real money. So I got some Monopoly money. And what I got is I got a dollar. $1 bill. What happens down here, while we're still down here, we become money to God. We're God's money. Do you know what you can do with money? You can make things happen. If you have money down here on earth, you can make things happen. We are God's money. And when I say yes to God, I become God's money. I'm a dollar bill. He can use me. I can do something for him. But again, we become God's money. And so when I first got saved and I said, I believe in God, I was like, yes! All right, and I become, boom, I'm money. And God can use me to bless somebody, to encourage somebody, to lift somebody up. God can use me. I become money to God. I'm like, yes. Well, I get into this and I say, yeah, yeah. Because, and think about it, when you believe, you behave a certain way. When you believe, you behave a certain way. So when I believe something, now I believe in God, and I believe in his word, I'll begin to behave a certain way. He says this in his word, you need to help people, you need to bless people, you need to give to people. Well, because I believe, I behave. And it's like, I'm money to God and I'm helping you. Everybody got it. Makes sense. Or at least it makes sense to me. All right, God. And so I get there and I say, God, all right, I'm a dollar. I want to step it up. Yeah, I want to be a five. I'll just keep going. And then I want to step up to a 10, and I want to keep going. And you know, I want to be a 20 and a 50 and a 100. I even got a 500. I ain't seen one of them before, but I want to step up. And so God says, okay, Van, you want to step up? No problem. Okay, because the more money you are, the more I can do with you. The more people I can bless, the more people I can help, we can do this. Your belief, your behavior. He said, all right, Van, I'm going to get you to this place. And I said, God, help me with any unbelief. And he said, okay, Van, here's how I'm going to help you. And God's talking to me. I don't know what he's doing with y'all, but he's talking to me. Van, here's how I'm going to help you. I'm going to step you up. You believe in your head. You can believe something in your head. You can have thoughts. You can believe something, and I'll use my hands. I like to use a, you feel stuff. There's feelings. You can believe stuff by doing. I use my feet as an example. Your feet. You know, I like to do stuff. And you can believe because you're doing. You can believe because you feel. You can believe because you think. But I want you to believe me with all your heart, man. And when you start to believe me with all your heart, your value goes up and I can use you. I don't want to lose you. Let me keep going. I said, okay, God. All right, I got you. All right, start to work on me. I told God to go to work on me. And so he's been working on me. Let me tell you where he started. This is my checkbook. Ain't nothing in it, so don't worry about it. This is my checkbook. And he said, because I, for those who don't know, I was supposed to be rich and famous. I was going to be rich and famous. Okay, you know, and I could have left out the famous, but I definitely was going to be the first one. Okay, I was going to be rich. And God said, all right, Van, you belong to me. You believe in me? Yes, I believe in you, God. All right, do you know what believers do? And I mentally, I took a number of courses at Columbia International. And, you know, I've been there under Phil Compton. I did his Greek and Hebrew. I studied the Bible, tithing and giving, and got it. I checked it out. All right. And I said, oh, okay. God said, Van, you believe in me? I said, yes. Yes. You believe in giving? I said, yes. You believe in tithing? I said, yes, I do. And as long as I had more money than I had bills, I believed in it. So when it came time, I took my check out, I made $100, I did 10. I made $1,000, wasn't no problem with me. I believed in it. And so your belief matches your behavior. So, shoot, ain't no problem with me, got it. And what I didn't understand, and God said, Van, I'm gonna teach you that you're just thinking with your head right now. And I know you studied it, and I know you know the Greek and Hebrew about all this stuff, but you believe in me with your head. You're not believing me with your heart. I said, yes, I am, Lord. I am. I am. I believe you with all my heart. No, you're just believing me in your head. No, I believe you. Okay, Van, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this job away from you. I'm going to tell you to leave this one, and you're going to leave this, and you're going to get out of this. Now, you ain't got as much money coming in. Matter of fact, you got more bills than you got money. Van, you know what I want you to do? Every $100 you make, I want you to give me 10. No. That was me that said no. I said no. I'm not doing that. Because I can't. I got to pay this. I got to pay this. I got to do this. I got to do this. I can't. It don't look right. Well, wait, and that doesn't make sense, God, in my head. That don't make sense. Now, it was all right when I had it flipped around the other way and I had more money than I had bills. But this don't make sense, and so I don't do that. Because I got sense. I know the Greek and whatever. That don't make sense. And it took a little while, but God, he caught me. He said, Van, you know what? You don't believe me with all your, you believe me with this. You don't believe me with this. I said I'll take care of you. I say in my word, I think, did you read the Greek and Hebrew about that? Yeah. Didn't I say I would do it? Am I a man that I should lie? And so for years, I'm being honest, for years, yeah, God, I hear you, and I know the Greek and Hebrew one, but I ain't doing that. And God, he was cool. He didn't mess with me. He said, all right, I still love you. You just a dollar. I can't move you up until you start believing on me with all your heart. Glad to say I'm there now. I don't care what I got. I don't care how many bills I got. God, you're going to get yours. Because you said you would keep me. You said you would do it. I believe you with all my heart. Because all things are possible to him that believes. If you believe, there's a behavior. And again, I'm talking to me. I'm not messing with you. They want you to do nothing. I'm talking to me. Because I want my value to go up. I want you to use me to help more people, to bless more people. I want my value. If I'm money to God and I'm a one, cool. But if I could be a 10 or a 20, that's even better. Then you believe me with feelings. You're good. If you like me, guess what? I like you. If you cool with me, I'm cool with you. And God was like, man, you know, the Bible talks about love and forgiveness. And I know the Greek and I know the Hebrew. I got it. I love people. Man, do you love people? Yes, I do. You love all kinds of people? Yes, I do. I love them all. Van, are you cool with everybody? Yes, I'm cool with everybody. I am. Van. I am. As long as they're cool with me, but I'm cool with everybody. Van, are you cool? Yes, I'm cool. Do you love? Yes, as long as they like me. As long as they're all right with me, as long as they don't do me. Okay, man, we need to push this a little further because I want you to love people when they don't like you. I want you to love people, and I want you to be able to forgive and show grace and mercy even to the people you don't like. I can do that, Lord. I know the Greek and Hebrew. I got it. I understand it. Okay. Let me throw this in there. Who can hurt you the most? Anybody know who can hurt you the most? Well, let me just tell you. Who got with Jesus? Who betrayed Jesus? Was it an enemy? Was it somebody he didn't know? Who can get to you the most? Who can make you get mad? Husband, wife, children, son, daughter, friends. Ooh, grandchildren, granddogs. You ever had somebody, I got into the ministry, I thought, everybody loved each other. I thought everybody loved each other. And I was in the ministry, I'm doing ministry, and I'm with people who, they go to church, they teach Bible studies, they're doing stuff, they're ministers, and I got stabbed by my own. You ever get stabbed by your own? Somebody you know?
Oh, yes.
Somebody close to you? And it would be one thing if they just did like that. They did a little step. They don't do like that. They go, and then they be turning the thing. And looking at you. And you looking at them, are you doing me like that? Yes, I'm doing you like that. And man, I done got stabbed. I done got did by my own. And then they turn it. And God would say, do you still forgive? No. Don't you believe in my word? Do you still want to show mercy? No. Don't you believe in my word? Oh, you believe it as long as it feels good. But do you believe it in your heart? And I had to get to a place. I'm talking, and this was hard. This was a hard one right here. When people do you, and God says, I still want you to show grace and mercy. I still want you to forgive. Oh, this is a hard one. But until you believe, your behavior can't go up. And if your behavior doesn't go up, I can't really raise you up so that you can be a great use for me. That makes sense?
Last one, real quick up.
I'm just using my shoes. You ever been walking and stepped into something? You know, a dog did his thing and then you stepped in it. Maybe y'all hadn't did that before, but boom. I can just step. I got this mess all over my shoes. Oh my goodness. And you just stop and you just stop. The mindset, that was the thought that kind of came in. And the illustration is you step in this mess called sin, or you step in this mess called suffering. Well, all of a sudden you wasn't trying to step in it. You wasn't looking to step in it. You wasn't trying. I mean, it's just like all of a sudden, boom, this stuff comes out of nowhere. Something happens. Something goes wrong. Something goes bad. Something falls apart. Somebody messes up. You get a divorce. You go through some pain. You go through a hurt. You go through a struggle. Something, somebody dies. Somebody dies on you. Somebody gets hurt. You get hurt. You get messed up. You just stepped in. You wasn't trying to step into this. All of a sudden, boom, and you freeze. You stop. You're like, and you don't go, and I can't, my goodness. And you're like, and you're frozen. And you don't keep moving, you're stuck. And you're like, God, what? And you do this. God, why? And you won't keep going because you're stuck on why. Why this happened to me? Why I'm going through this? Why I got this mess in my life? Why? And so you're just stuck on why. And you won't keep moving for God. Oh God, I used to do this and I had all this going on and I could do this. Now I can't do this anymore. You done took this thing that fell apart and I can't do anything for you. Why? And instead of trusting God, just believing that God's going to work this out, that God's using this, that God saw this, you were going to step in this, but he's going to clean it up. And you just say, God, I'm going to just keep believing you with all my heart, because no matter what I step into, I'm going to keep going. You stop. And you just, okay, y'all probably didn't do it. I did. I mean, things happened to me and I said, why? And I just stayed stuck on why. I wouldn't move. Man, I thought you wanted me to use you. Yeah, but I don't understand why I'm going through this. I don't understand why I'm facing this, why I got it, and I wouldn't move. God had to get to me and say, if you want your value to go up, you have to trust me with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Just because you don't understand it, don't mean I ain't fit working on you. Does that make sense? If you believe, you behave. And if you start to behave and believe with all your heart, man, God's going to raise your value. And with money, he'll start to use you to touch people all over. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. God be blessed.